The Women's Institute for Alternative Development calls on the UNC to remain true to the message of its leader, Kamla Prasad Bises, on child marriage. The Women's Institute reminds that in 2016, Mrs. Prasad Bises had stated that her party would not stand for child marriage in Trinidad and Tobago. WINAD was responding to UNC Senator Maulana Wafi Mohamed, who argued against changes to the Child Marriage Act in the Senate yesterday, saying it would be oppressive to members of the Islamic faith. Marie-Therese Bernard has more.
Executive Director of the Women's Institute for Alternative Development, Folari Mutota, is rejecting the position of UNC Senator Maulana Wafi Mohamed on child marriage. She says he and his party have made a case for the marriageable age for Muslim girls to remain at 12. Ms. Mutota says that she's not silencing the senator, but rather tempering his expectations.
The perspective of his organization really should be heard. I fully agree with that. I think he's right in making that point. What I think he is not right about is expecting that all of us would allow ourselves to be bounded by the position of his organization. We do not live in a Muslim state or an Islamic state.
Ms. Mutota says this country represents diverse religions and none predominate. These religious viewpoints, she says, have their time, but it is not now. She makes reference to 2015 when Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bises at a press conference stated that her party, the UNC, was opposed to child marriage.
It is entirely unacceptable in 2017 for the UNC to be presenting the arguments that were presented in the Parliament yesterday. This country must not allow the UNC to get away with it, and we must make every effort to help the UNC to understand that we as a collective that is completely lining up behind the rights of women and girls in particular.
Ms. Mutota says the argument raised in the Senate that not enough debate has happened is not acceptable.
The UNC as a party is still developing its position. And I'm suggesting that the UNC has already developed a position. And that position is an obstructionist position. It's a position that is calling for this bill to be sent to the Joint Select Committee. And my point again is this obstructionist position must be rejected, and it must be rejected in the strongest possible terms.
So strong is WINAD's objection to the UNC position that she says they will be organizing to make their viewpoint clear and public before next Tuesday's sitting of the Senate. Marie-Therese Bernard for C News.